The spring general election is now less than 2 weeks away, and today during our big question segment, we'll hold not one, but two straw polls on the two statewide races. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, March 20th. In this half hour, if the election were held today, which candidate would get your vote for state Supreme Court Justice? Would it be the incumbent, Supreme Court Justice Pat Rogensack?
I think they should elect me for another term because I have the better experience to do the work of a Supreme Court Justice. You know, about 80% of my time as a justice is spent deciding whether another judge or another court correctly applied the law. And I am able to do that because I know where the problems may be, I know where to look, I know what kind of standards of review the prior court or the prior judge should have used. And in that way, I can give the public a much more thorough review of the cases that come forward to the Supreme Court.
Or will you vote for her challenger, Marquette University law professor Ed Filone?
Well, I decided to run for our state's highest court because as an educator teaching the next generation of lawyers, I was often finding myself instructing them in the high standards of conduct expected of our profession. At the same time, I was reading newspaper headlines that made it clear that our state Supreme Court was dysfunctional and needed change. And so I decided that I had to run in order to bring change to the court and get it functioning again.
We talked with both candidates on Monday during candidate forums, and we have posted those interviews on our election website, wisconsinvote.org. We've also posted today's big question, actually two big questions, on our website, wpr.org/joy. So you can vote in the poll online, and you can vote on air in this half hour. We want your on-air straw poll vote at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. Which candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice will get your vote and why? Also tell us why. We give you 30 seconds to state your case. You can stump for your candidate in the 30 seconds during these straw polls. And our straw polls do not count toward our one call per week rule that we have for the call-in show. So let's get going. Take as many calls, as many votes as we can. Dennis in Springfield is first. Hello, Dennis.
Hello. I'm going to vote for Ed Filone. He expressed his experience teaching law for those years, and I believe that's a very good foundation for working with cases on the court. And I believe that Justice Rogensack completely abdicated her responsibility to that court when she recused herself from any involvement with dealing with the discipline or the investigation of that matter.
Thank you very much. Again, 30 seconds to say who you're voting for and why. Will it be the incumbent Justice Pat Rogensack or the challenger, Law Professor Ed Filone? Chris in Madison. Hi, Chris.
Hi, I'm going to vote for Pat Rogensack. I've been following the court for years and believe that it's Shirley Abramson's lack of leadership that is the root of the problems in the court. They go back more than 10 years.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris. Linda in La Crosse, who's getting your vote?
Hi. I'm going to vote for Ed Filone. I am tired of seeing my state being sold over and over again to the highest bidder. And I'd like to see the court being held to the same standards as the rest of us are in terms of behavior at work.
Thank you very much, Linda. Paul in Elkhorn is with us. Hello, Paul.
Hi, I'm going to be voting for Pat Rogensack. Reason being is that the justices don't really have to get along as part of their job. And as another caller just said, I believe the problem with the court is a leadership problem, not a justice problem. So it's that's my vote.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. So far, two say they will vote for the incumbent, Justice Pat Rogensack. Two say they will vote for the challenger, Law Professor Ed Filone. And next we go to Cindy in Madison. Hello, Cindy.
Hi there. I am voting for Ed Filone. He is running as an independent to bring balance to the our Wisconsin State Supreme Court. And I think he'd bring a lot of leadership just in that fact. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Nancy in Sheldon emails, I will be voting for Ed Filone. Rogensack seems too partisan, and we need a change on the court. New blood is always good. And next we go to Richard in Chippewa Falls. Hello, Richard.
Good morning. I will be voting for Ed Filone, and if you just follow the money, look at where the campaign contributions are coming into these two candidates. Filone is mostly small contributions from in-town or in-state people, and Rogensack is large, big-dollar people coming in from out of state, and I'm very tired of the politicians in this state doing a terrible job and then saying that they're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you very much, Richard. Eric in Green Bay is next. Hello, Eric.
Good morning. I'm voting for Justice Rogensack. And my belief is if you're going to be a judge on the highest court in the land, you probably should have been a judge sometime in your career. And I think it's very important to know how to, you know, I think just because you're a teacher doesn't mean you know everything about being a judge. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much. Linda in Monroe is next. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Joy. I'm voting for Ed Filone because I think we need some more calmness up in the state, and I think he shows leadership, and that's what we need.
All right. Thank you, Linda. To Julie in Milwaukee now. Hi, Julie.
Hi. I'm voting for Filone very strongly because I am sick and tired of people trying to buy judgeships, which is what's going on with Rogensack. She's getting money from outside by huge lumps, and we shouldn't be, you know, voting for people like that. So Filone's got a lot of good moral judgment.
Thank you very much, Julie. By the way, we will just have this straw poll for this half hour of The Big Question. After the news, after 7:30, we will focus on the other statewide race on the April 2nd ballot, and we will ask you who's going to get your vote for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. That's coming up after 7:30. But 15 more minutes for your votes now as we ask you, if the election were held today, which candidate would get your vote for State Supreme Court Justice? Would it be Pat Rogensack or Ed Filone, and why? And 30 seconds to state your case. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. This is The Big Question on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. The spring general elections are less than 2 weeks away. April 2nd, you will go to the polls, or maybe you're going to vote early in person. That's going on right now. If the election were held today, which candidate would get your vote for State Supreme Court Justice and why? Pat Rogensack or Ed Filone? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. We have the challenger, Law Professor Ed Filone, in the lead now during this on-air straw poll. 7 votes for Ed Filone to Justice Pat Rogensack's 3 votes. Vern and Nina is with us now. Hi, Vern.
Good morning, Joy. I will definitely vote for Ed Filone because I've met him personally. He's a very, very strong in youth organizations. He likes youth, and he's just an outstanding, well-rounded person, and I'm sick and tired of this Rogensack, how she supports David Prosser and this horrible thing that he did to the here a few months ago, and I'm definitely for Ed Fallon. I like the guy.
Thank you very much, Vern. Saeed in Green Bay is next. Hello, Saeed.
Hello, good morning. My vote will be for Judge Rogensack, and my reason for it is Ed Fallon does not have the experience, and he demonstrates it. He says that his teaching career equips him to sit at this high court. However, he criticizes Judge Rogensack for following the law, which is a person cannot be simultaneously a witness and a judge on a proceeding. So Judge Rogensack is following the law on that, and Ed Fallon is criticizing her for following the law. That, to me, demonstrates that Fallon puts politics above the law.
Thank you very much, Saeed. Next, we go to Mark in Mineral Point. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. I'm voting for Ed Fallon for a couple reasons. One thing is that we voters have to follow the money. Rogensack represents out-of-state corporate money. That's what's fueling her campaign. And Ed Fallon, contrary to what Saeed just said, is actually somebody who brings integrity and fairness to the court. And Rogensack is trying to sweep under the rug the violence of her ally, Prosser.
Thank you very much to Mark. Bob in Stevens Point is our next straw poller. Hi, Bob.
Somebody said Fallon for youth. What is this youth center thing? It's not in our papers. I only have to hear that out of Charlie in Milwaukee. Well, and I'm definitely for Rogensack.
Why?
Well, a gang leader running one of his youth centers, he defended him, impregnated a 19-year-old girl that came there for help.
Well, that's the ad that's running, not your support there. But that's fine. Thanks for your vote for Rogensack. Dale in Janesville. Hello, Dale.
Hi. Ed Fallon. So, I listened to him on your radio, and I like what he had to say. Just sound like he's got everything together.
All right. Thank you very much. You can hear those interviews, those candidate forums that we conducted with the candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. We held those forums on Monday, and we have posted the audio from those forums on our website, wisconsinvote.org. You can also hear them on our website, wpr.org. This is our big question. If the election were held today, which candidate would get your vote for state Supreme Court Justice? Would it be the incumbent Justice, Pat Rogensack, who is running for re-election to get another 10-year term on the Wisconsin Supreme Court? Or would it be her challenger? He is Ed Fallon, a Marquette University law professor. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is The Big Question. We're conducting a straw poll during this edition of our Big Question. In this half hour, it's for State Supreme Court Justice. In our next half hour, after 7:30, after the news, it will be for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Lynn in Wasaki is next. Hello, Lynn.
Hi. I'm voting for Ed Fallon. Again, like other callers, you have to follow the big money. Pat Rogensack will be speaking at the Republican Party Door County dinner this coming Friday. And I think, again, that shows partisanship, and Supreme Court justices should not be partisan and, I guess, cater to one party or the other. So Fallon for me.
Thank you very much, Lynn. Next we go to Michael in Wittenberg. Hello, Michael.
Good morning. Yeah, Pat Rogensack would get my vote. And Ed Fallon is just exactly like what your other caller just said. He's definitely against Scott Walker and everything that Scott Walker's for, and he wants to get in there to alter the program.
All right. Thank you very much, Michael. Jeff and Embarrass, what do you have to say?
Good morning, Joy. I will be voting for the challenger. I think your callers make a good point about following the money. Your last caller, I think we do need a Supreme Court justice who will challenge the governor and his fascist programs. But beyond that, I think any Supreme Court justice who would not counsel a fellow Supreme Court justice who engaged in physical abuse against a woman who happens to also be a state Supreme Court justice doesn't merit re-election. Simply flawed logic, flawed advocacy, and I think Wisconsin needs to return to a more, I would say it this way, I guess we need more integrity on our Supreme Court than we currently have.
Thank you, Jeff. Ruth in Madison. Hi, Ruth, your turn.
Simone, and when Pat Rogensack was on your show last week, I about hit the ceiling when she said that she restrained Judge Bradley until she calmed down, because I think that I guess she was saying that Judge Bradley was repeatedly slamming her neck into Judge Prosser's hands or something. You know, ridiculous, ridiculous. And how people can say that she is not taking sides when she refuses to challenge the governor in any way, and then say that they fear Fallone because he would challenge the governor in some ways. And
thank you, Ruth. 30 seconds so we can get more voices in. Linda in Prairie du Sac. Hi, Linda.
Good morning. I am voting for Ed Fallone, and again, I reiterate that you have to follow the money. The Club for Growth is supporting Pat Rogensack, and I think that we need a new person on the court. And I don't think that her support of the governor has been pretty much evidenced. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's see. Art in Milwaukee is next. Hello, Art.
Yes, I'll be voting for Ed Fallone. I'm a lawyer. I live near Marquette University. I've heard him speak. He's a first-rate intellect, and many of the prominent Supreme Court members have come from similar backgrounds, and unfortunately the incumbent is an enabler of misconduct on the court. It's completely embarrassment to the state, and I think an enabler of the Walker agenda in a partisan way.
Thank you, Art. Matt in Madison emails, I will vote for Ed Fallone. I would like to vote for Justice Rogensack because I don't really believe the dysfunction on the court, but feel we could really use a branch of government to force some semblance of bipartisanship on the Republican legislature and governor. And our next caller is Angie in Toma. Hi, Angie.
Good morning, Joy. I'll be voting for Ed Fallone as well. I have listened to the interviews with Pat Rogensack. She chooses her words very carefully now, but I also heard her when the demonstrations were going on at the Capitol against Act 10, and she had some not so nice things to say about us as a group of people, calling us group of thugs and labor union thugs. Nothing like that was taking place. So I don't believe a word she says anymore.
We'll leave it there as we have 30 seconds gone by. Dave in Wanakee is with us. Hi, Dave.
Yes, hello. I'll be voting for Ed Fallone because he's been a professor of law. That shows he knows something about the law. I think that Pat Rogensack knows something about which side her bread is buttered, and she's down with the Koch brothers and Scott Walker.
Thank you very much, Dave. All right. We have a couple more minutes to go before our news break and before we switch races. And room for you at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. We're holding a straw poll in the race for state Supreme Court justice and asking you who will get your vote. Will it be the incumbent justice, Pat Rogensack, or will it be the challenger, Marquette University law professor Ed Fallone? And our next caller is Jerry in Madison. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. I'll be voting for Ed Fallone. Pat was very dishonest in listing Judge Bob Kinney as one of her supporters. He had told her no, he did not support her because he didn't like her votes on the Supreme Court. And she listed him anyway, and then he called her and said, take my name off. She was dishonest about it, and I think there are a couple others that she listed as her supporters that do not support her.
Thank you, Jerry. Donna in Green Bay. Hi, Donna.
Hi, I'm voting for Fallon, simply because I have, I dislike the fact that when you're running for an office that you can draw money from outside the state that you're in. I think there should be a law where you can only draw money from that state instead of all across the country. And I don't like the fact that big money comes in these elections.
Thank you very much. Jane in Fitchburg. Hello, Jane.
Hi, I'm voting for Ed Fallon. Two reasons. One is follow the money. The other is I think it's ridiculous that Pat Rogensack should say that someone who teaches the law doesn't know the law.
Thank you. And Greg in Glidden. Hello, Greg.
Good morning, Joy. I'm voting for Ed Fallon for a couple of reasons. Because of the money of Rogensack and then the behavior on the court with David Prosser calling Abramson you-know-what, and then that's a bad standard of behavior.
Thank you very much, Greg. We're going to leave it there for the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice for this straw poll. We have Ed Fallon with the on-air votes way out in front with 22, and Pat Rogensack with 6 on-air votes. Again, this is not scientific. This just measures those who were motivated to call in during the straw poll. You can vote online. We do have these questions online as well at wpr.org/joy. Check news, and then we will ask you who are you going to vote for state superintendent. We just heard your choices for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice in our straw poll in our last half hour. Now we'll see who you're voting for in the race for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:36 on this Wednesday, March 20th. We heard from both of the candidates running for State School Superintendent yesterday in our candidate forums. Will you vote to re-elect the incumbent state school superintendent, Tony Evers?
We're in times of unprecedented change, and I still remain jazzed about the future. But I believe we need someone with leadership and experience to provide a steady hand during the upcoming 4 years. We've got a lot of things started, and we want to make sure we bring it to a positive conclusion.
Or will you vote for the challenger, State Representative Don Pridemore?
Well, I have fresh ideas. I've been on every education committee that the Assembly has offered over the last 8 years that I've been in office. I've been involved with my own kids' education, all who have gone to public schools out in the Hartford area. Actually, I am from the town of Erin, not Menominee Falls or Hartford, but we are in Hartford School District. And I've watched their progress. They've been very successful in their high school endeavors, but I'm primarily concerned about the schools who are not doing as well. And I think just too many of them are failing, and we need to address that.
So what do you think? If the election were held today, which candidate would get your vote for State Superintendent of Public Instruction? Would it be the incumbent, Tony Evers, or would it be the challenger, Don Pridemore? And why? We give you 30 seconds to state your preference and to state your case. You get to campaign a little bit for 30 seconds for the candidate of your choice for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. And again, you can also vote in our online poll, which you will find at wpr.org/joy. These straw polls are not scientific. They just measure the pulse of who's listening right now and who's motivated to call in right now. We will, by the way, speaking of polls, have a scientific sampling in our Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College poll. We will have the results of our spring poll tomorrow and Friday from 6 in the morning until 8 in the morning. lots of different state and national issues in our poll, including what we think of gun control measures. That's going to be the issue, the poll issue that we will discuss tomorrow during this hour. Again, that's the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll being released tomorrow and Friday here on the Ideas Network. Right now, we are asking for your straw poll votes for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Will you be voting for Tony Evers or Don Pridemore, and why? Laverne in Monroe is with us. Hi, Laverne.
Hello, Joy. I'm voting for Tony Evers because I like what he says, and I believe in the school board system and the fact that they have a school board that you vote on. I think that's essential, and the public schools take all students. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Laverne. Nick in Eau Claire. Hi, Nick.
Good morning. I will be voting for Tony Evers because of his experience in public education. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Short and to the point, Molly in Green Bay, who's going to get your vote and why?
Oh, Tony Evers, his educational background demands that we vote for him, and his acceptance of the fact that we do not need vouchers in Green Bay is a very important point. Thank you.
Thank you, Molly. Now we go to Martha in Madison. Hi, Martha.
Hi. I'm voting for Tony Evers. I work for the Department of Public Instruction, and I know from personal experience that Tony has a very strong background in education and educational issues, and he cares deeply about the future of education in Wisconsin.
Thank you very much, Martha. We have an open line for you if you'd like to vote in our straw poll, our on-air straw poll for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. The April 2nd ballot will ask you if you want to re-elect the incumbent, Tony Evers, or if you want to elect the challenger, Don Pridemore. And we wonder what your answer is. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And our next caller is Mary in Ledgeview. Hello, Mary.
Hi. I'm going to vote for Tony Evers, and the reason is because after listening yesterday, I am even more convinced that Tony Evers understands education more than Don Pridemore. He admitted on air yesterday that his background is in engineering and in business and in private sector, and he has no understanding of public sector as an employee nor as an understanding of educational issues. He just thinks he can run a department with his engineering background.
Thank you very much, Mary. We are asking you to limit your comments to 30 seconds so we can get as many callers in as possible. Darren in Lancaster. Hi, Darren.
Hi. I'm voting for Evers after listening yesterday. Pridemore has shown that he is either oblivious or in flat-out denial of major problems with both the charter program and even virtual schools.
All right. Thank you very much. You know, we do have some open lines. Is this a race that does not interest you all that much? Are you not even following this race? Are you not planning on voting for State Superintendent of Public Instruction? You have that on the April 2nd ballot. Tony Evers running for re-election, being challenged by State Representative Don Pridemore. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Checking the weather forecast for today. Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with occasional snow showers. It's going to be a cold first day of spring. Highs only in the upper teens to very low 20s, between 18 and 21 degrees. Currently, we have clear skies in Madison, 9 degrees. In Green Bay, clear in 10. Overcast in Superior, 6. Milwaukee, partly cloudy in 13. In Eau Claire, clear in 4. La Crosse, 8 degrees. Wausau, 5 degrees. So happy freezing cold first day of spring. We're conducting straw polls during our big question segment during this hour. In our last half hour, we asked you who you were voting for state Supreme Court justice. In this half hour, we want to know who gets your vote for state superintendent of public instruction. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. If the election were held today, which candidate would get your vote for state superintendent? Would it be the incumbent, Tony Evers, or would it be the challenger state representative, Don Pridemore? And our next caller is Ralph in Milwaukee. Hello, Ralph.
Good morning. I'd vote for Evers after listening to the interview yesterday on your program. I can get out of his conversation that he has no interest in attempting to help public schools improve. And considering what the income level is now for voucher schools, you don't have to have a low income. You could have a $70,000 adjusted income. So I don't think he has any intent of helping the public school system, and I wouldn't vote for him.
Thank you very much for the call. Emily in Baraboo. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. Who gets your vote?
I'm going to be voting for the incumbent, Tony Evers, and I think most importantly, I am going to be voting against Don Pridemore, particularly because as someone who was raised in a single-parent household for a while, I know absolutely that it is very important that single-parent households not continue to be bullied, and especially not continue to be bullied by Don Pridemore.
All right. Thank you very much. Austin in Woodman is with us now. Hi, Austin.
Hello. I'll be voting for the incumbent. We have a declining population in our public schools at home, and I just think his views are a little bit more in line with what we're dealing with here. Thank you.
Thank you. Deb in Plymouth, what's your straw poll vote?
I will be voting for Tony Evers. Pridemore was quoted in the Janesville paper saying that choice teachers are there because of a passion for education, not just paycheck and benefits. I don't know why he wants to be the boss of public school teachers if he thinks they're just there for a paycheck and benefits. And he thinks choice schools are great, but you can go on the DPI site and look at MCPC school results for 2011 and find out that choice schools did not do very well compared to public schools in Milwaukee.
Thank you very much. Rachel in Muskego?
Yes.
Hi, Rachel.
I'll be voting for Tony Evers. I believe that Pridemore would probably be better off heading a position called the Department of Voucher Instruction, not the Department of Public Instruction.
Thank you very much, Rachel. Kathy in East Troy is with us now. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, good morning. I'll be voting for Tony Evers as well. I'm a public school teacher, and I just think in light of the incredible changes and cuts we've taken to our salary over the past few years, and that we still rise above and give the best effective instruction we can give, the last thing we need is a leader who's going to work against us.
Thank you very much. So today's big question is, if the election were held today, which candidate would get your vote for state superintendent of public instruction? Would it be the incumbent Tony Evers or the challenger state representative Don Pridemore? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Connie in Stockbridge is with us now. Hi, Connie.
I voted for Tony Evers. I know he's a strong proponent of public education, which I am, and I know he's very knowledgeable, so he definitely has my vote.
All right, thank you. Paul in Madison. Hi, Paul.
Good morning. I'd be voting for Evers, but ironically, I wanted to call because I'm curious how many people know this election is happening. I wouldn't have known unless I listened to NPR driving my daughter to elementary school every morning. So I hope the awareness is up because it's an important election.
Thank you very much, Paul. Yes, I'm not sure how many are aware, but that's the way it is. On April 2nd, there is a spring election going on, and two of the statewide races. One will be for state superintendent of public instruction, the head of public schools in Wisconsin. The incumbent is Tony Evers. The challenger is Don Pridemore. The other race that is on the statewide ballot is for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. The incumbent, Justice Pat Rogensack, is seeking another 10-year term on the court. She is being challenged by Marquette University law professor Ed Falone. We held a straw poll for the state Supreme Court justice race in our last half hour. In this half hour, it's for the DPI superintendent. You can hear, by the way, the interviews that we have done with the candidates on our website, our election website, wisconsinvote.org. You can also see all sorts of other information and reports done by our news department, done by Wisconsin Public Television, all sorts of election-related news on wisconsinvote.org if you would like to brush up on the races and the candidates. Vern and Nina. Hi, Vern.
Good morning again, Joy. I am definitely for education, and Tony Evers is doing a good job. And I know when to vote April 2nd because I'm one of the poll workers. And I'm strong against this schooling that they're trying to push on us. This what do you call it? I can't think of the name.
State Superintendent of Public Instruction. But anyway, Vern, thanks. That's your 30 seconds, so we appreciate your vote. We'll go to Nancy in Waukesha. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, I will be voting for Tony Evers, which kind of surprises me because when the election for a state superintendent of public schools was up once before, I did not vote for him, but I am pleased with his role. I'm pleased with his performance, and I am particularly happy that he is not a supporter of the voucher system. I'm going to be voting for Tony Evers.
Thank you very much. All right, well, Tony Evers is certainly ahead in this straw poll. All of the votes so far on air going to Tony Evers, the incumbent DPI superintendent. We have 18 votes for Tony Evers. No one on air, anyway, has cast a vote for Don Pridemore. We have Brian in West Salem next. Hello, Brian.
Good morning. I'll be voting for Tony Evers because of his educational background, his commitment to education in Wisconsin, and the fact that he's not a strong supporter of the voucher school program. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Next is Bob in Franklin. Hello, Bob.
Of course, I'm voting for Tony Evers.
Well, we don't know that, Bob.
Well, I am. The voucher schools don't have to play by the same rules, and the results from the voucher schools aren't any better than the public schools. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see, who's next? Jean in Eau Claire is next. Hi, Jean.
Hi. As a former school psychologist, I'm voting for Tony Evers, and the reason being is I am very concerned about the decimation of our public school system. Thank you.
Thank you. Jim in Fenimore, your turn.
Hi, Joy. This is I'm voting for Tony Evers. He's done an excellent job so far, and I'm confident that he'll continue to do a great job for the kids in the state of Wisconsin. So that's my vote.
Thank you very much. If the election were held today, which candidate would get your vote for state superintendent of public instruction? Tony Evers or Don Pridemore? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, or you can tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. We have today's big question straw poll online as well. You can vote online at wpr.org/joy. Suzanne in Waukesha is next. Hi, Suzanne.
Definitely Tony Evers. I teach part-time in a private and a parochial school, and I know the problems. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Joe in Lafarge. Hi, Joe.
Hi. I'm voting for Tony Evers because I'm taking every opportunity I can take to vote against the Republican agenda for this state and for the country.
Thank you, Joe. John in Rock Springs. Hi, John.
Good morning. I'm voting for Evers.
because Pride Moore is a shill for Walker, who in turn is a shill for Betsy DeVos and the privatizing of public education. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, John. Tyler tweets, I'm voting for Evers for superintendent because he has actually worked in a public school, unlike his opponent. And next we go to Vicki in Brookfield. Hi, Vicki.
Hi. I am a school counselor in an alternative setting, and I've also worked in large schools. I am voting for Tony Evers. He gets it that the voucher system is not a good idea. Parochial and private schools are not required to help kids in special education, and then they slip right through the cracks until they end up in an alternative setting. It's a bad idea to do the voucher system. Tony Evers, go.
All right. Thank you very much. You know, we will be talking about the voucher program and the proposal to expand the voucher program in Wisconsin on Friday between 7:30 and 8 when we release the results of the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll on that question, whether or not we support the idea of expansion of that program. So we'll talk about that Friday between 7:30 and 8. Brian in Milwaukee. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning. And I'm going to be casting my vote for Don Pridemore, having worked in the public and private sectors myself. I'm currently having a spouse that works in public education. Public education needs more private sector ideas. I feel Pridemore would allocate resources correctly and really fix some of the problems we have, some of the bozos we have out there, no offense, working in public education. So they want to see these current ideas continue, and it's just an ongoing downward spiral, and I think we really need someone to go ahead and reverse it and bring more private sector's ideas to the forefront. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Alice in Fitchburg. Hi, Alice.
Good morning. I just wanted to say I'm voting for Tony Evers, and one of the things that bothers me most is that most of the voucher schools don't have programs that help the kids with learning disabilities and problems. And so they go to those schools, they take the money, and then when they come back to the public school, we don't get that money back. And I just think that's an unfair system.
All right. Thank you very much. We have your vote. And I think we have time for one more. Sharon in Berlin. Hi, Sharon.
Good morning. I would vote for Evers because of his background, and I think he's done a good job. But I think he's got a tremendous...
Oh, we're losing you, Sharon. But we got your vote for Evers. I think that we can take one more, and we have Rich in Manitowoc. Hi, Rich.
Hi. I'm voting for Evers because I don't like Walker's policies whatsoever, and he's a better man for the job. And I also wonder, I didn't hear the first half hour, who won a straw poll then?
All right, we'll let you know as we wrap things up here. That's the last vote in this straw poll for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. And Tony Evers, the incumbent, ran away with it on air with 29 votes. Only one vote cast on air, anyway, for Don Pridemore. And again, this is unscientific. Just measures people who were motivated to call in during this straw poll. And in our previous straw poll in the last half hour for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, Ed Falone had most of the on-air votes of that straw poll with 22, and the incumbent Pat Rogensack on-air with 6 votes. Well, thanks very much for taking part. You can continue voting online at WPR.org/joy. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.